I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto food banks continue to experience a surge in visits this fall. As the city slowly recovers from the height of COVID-19, the rise of inflation, the increasing cost of living for rent and food, have led to a record number of food bank visits in 2022. According to the Daily Bread Food Bank, more than 1.5 million visits to food banks were made in 2021, a 47% increase from 2020. This year, the Allen Gardens Food Bank said the demand for food in the downtown core has increased by more than 60% compared to 2021. Today, Allen Gardens Food Bank Director Paul Uden Bogard speaks about how the food bank is dealing with the increased demand, finding ways to provide more selection for those in need, and how the city and residents can help.
My name is Paul Uden Bogard. I'm a director at Allen Gardens. I have been for a few years now. I'm one member of a core director team of seven. We have probably three dozen regular volunteers.
Okay, great. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the Allen Gardens Food Bank, please?
Allen Gardens has been serving food in the neighborhood for better than 12 years, is my knowledge. Maybe in different locations than we are currently. But the food program grew out of a meal program, and then the meal program was included in the field program. And, you know, there's been so many changes over the course of the years, and obviously most recently because of the pandemic, in terms of how we serve our client group. But we've been in the neighborhood for just more than a dozen years is probably adequate. We're now in the gym basement at St. Luke's United Church. Totally a charitable organization. We receive funds, on our own work to collect the money, and we have some providers like Daily Bread and Second Harvest who we receive food from every week.
Mm-hmm. Just getting more into the specifics now. At the moment, how are operations in terms of food supply?
We're doing well in terms of food supply because Daily Bread and Second Harvest are very aware of what the demand is in the community. Sometimes we can't get certain foodstuffs that we want our clients to have, and we understand are important ingredients in a nutritiously balanced meal. So, for instance, we won't have enough protein to give our clients. We won't have a canned meat or something of that nature. We'll have to go out and buy that ourselves. So we're spending in the neighborhood of $1,500 a month over and above what we do receive from Second Harvest and Daily Bread. We're going, into our own funds to make up the supplemental foods shortages.
Mm-hmm. In any way, has inflation affected the supply both from the Daily Food, the Daily Bread Food Bank or Second Harvest?
I don't believe so, because now we're getting more skids from Daily Bread, which is Thursday mornings, and that's always been the indicator of volume. And from Second Harvest, we're getting more food in terms of weight. That's entirely contingent on what they collect.
So I guess right now, for the people that need the food bank, what has it been like this year compared to last year?
A dramatic increase of 60+%. We served in the month of September just past over 4,000 people in, Thursdays and Fridays, 2 days of the week from 12:30 to 3 o'clock, 3:30, 2 days. And we've served for over 4,000 people, which, as I say, is a 60% increase over what we served same time last year.
What do you think the factors have been towards this increase?
We've seen increasing number of refugees, both from Ukraine and South Latin American, Central American countries. the pandemic had an impact on people's work lives. Some people were laid off and without incomes. A large number of people we serve are working poor, and their income just does not support the requirements of a family of two, let alone four. We have a core group of people who are on either OW or ODSP, and as you know, news reports, the funds that they're receiving on this in this Social Security plan is far and away inadequate to the needs of the people. Someone on ODSP will end up spending probably 75% of their check will go on rent, and then the rest is for TTC and groceries and so forth. That's the bulk of our clients.
So I guess overall, you've already mentioned protein as something that is a bit scarce right now, but what else is most in need for your food bank and for the residents that rely on them?
You know, it's the common non-grocery items are oftentimes what people are asking us. Do we have toothbrushes, toothpaste for, you know, sanitary napkins, diapers for children and adults? So, you know, the non-grocery item that you find in everybody buys every week is not something that we have in our inventory of commodities we're giving out to the clients each week. We're giving them vegetable and fruit and bread and eggs and cheese and, as you know, all of that as much as we can and get. But for them, oftentimes it's protein that's missing, because that's a high-priced item, if you will, you know. Even on the cheap end, it's like $2 for a tin of tuna.
And how can listeners learn more and help the Island Gardens Food Bank?
Listeners can make a donation to Island Gardens Food Bank. We have a website, .net, and there's information there about what we do, who we serve, our hours, what we need that we don't have, all of those things they can learn on our website. And welcome, you know, invite people to check it out for no other reason than to see what food insecurity means in our neighborhood. We have been on our own, so to speak, for the past couple of years. This is our second year of being sort of independent of Daily Bread. We're still a member of the agency, of the agent network across the city, but Allen Gardens Food Bank is an entity onto itself and a charity onto itself. So it's only been in the past year and a half, approaching, you know, yeah, year and a half that we've started to, you know, and need to consider, you know, fundraising by mailing, and then, you know, we're working towards or giving thought to what events we can do that would both educate and people in our neighborhood and increase the flow of funds. And people can also just drop off food too at our food bank, which is again on the website, but at Sherbourne and Carlton.
That was Paul Uden Bogard, director for the Island Gardens Food Bank. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative